What's up, this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on another episode on What's the Topic. I know it's like really awesome. Thank you for supporting, thank you for clicking on this, and it's amazing. You're still doing the most, yes. Without you, the downloads won't go higher, yeah. Still first on top right there, yeah. Thank you for the support. Remember, you can actually share the shows, you can do the most. Yeah, you do the most. I know you're doing the most. That's why you are still here. And today we're going to be talking about something that's really interesting because, yeah, it's like a reality in the guys in South Africa, their lives. Yeah, it's like really interesting. And that's load shedding. So we're going to be talking about that. And then we're going to look at the biblical side of it. You know, like how does the Bible actually connect to load shedding? You know, some people have load sheddings in their life. Eh? It's like really interesting because, hey, it's going down. It's really going down. So this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here saying thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the support. Share, like, comment. Yeah. And if you don't know where to get the shows, you can catch the shows on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za, or you can go onto Ayono itself, Ayono FM, and search for Active FM right there. You'll find the shows there, right there, the podcast and all the stuff. And it's not just What's the Topic. There's also other shows like The Movie Show. I actually love The Movie Show because I get to watch movies, you know, that are really awesome, like Knives Out. And yeah, that was a really awesome movie. And I watched it because of The Movie Show. So yeah, there's like really, really awesome stuff that you can get on Active FM. It's not just What's the Topic, but thank you for tuning into What's the Topic. So I hope you blessed, you safe. Yeah, I hope you're having an awesome, amazing day, including the week. I hope it's been amazing. If you are tuning into the show in the morning, good morning to you. If you're tuning it, yeah, in the evening, good evening to you. If it's in the afternoon, good afternoon to you. Whatever time zone it is, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, so do not disappear from anywhere, from here. Do not disappear to anywhere, from here. Yeah, we're doing the most. You know, right here on What's the Topic, yeah, we got our own phrases, we got our own words, we create our own dictionary. Yes, and it makes sense. So don't forget that part of What's the Topic. I'll see you after this short, amazing, awesome break. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ P Dog, and you are tuned in to Active FM. Y'all keep it locked for the very best.
Tuned into Active FM.
Yeah, it's been real. It's been awesome. I know you loved the song, the amazing track. Like, everything is like really, really awesome. I know you really loved it. Yeah. So we're gonna be getting into the topic itself. Load shedding. Yeah, for those who don't know what load shedding is, I'm sorry. For those who do know what load shedding is, I'm also sorry. But yeah, load shedding is a reality, eh? It's actually a reality here in South Africa. And yeah, we're still waiting for the, you know, stage 59 load shedding, where people are going to be rocking up there by your house and telling you, hey, you have already exceeded the amount of hours in terms of you lighting that candle. Can you please switch it off? You know, stuff like that. Yeah, we're still waiting for that. Obviously, it's like jokes that happen, you know, concerning load shedding. But it, the funny thing is, it can actually happen, eh? It's like, yeah, things that can happen. So, hey, it's going down. It's really going down. I mean, like, you got the solar panels. I almost said other stuff. But, yeah, we stopped right there before the tongue twisted and did the most. But we got solar panels that, like, reality, they don't actually want us to use them. So that we can always be in that state of load shedding. So if you actually go up there, you know, on those high positions and authorities and all those stuff, they preventing specific things that are gonna solve problems that we'll have in the future. They're actually preventing those solutions from taking place or happening, so that they can always be in control, which is a problem. It's actually a problem. Like, why would you wanna be in a position where, yeah, you always... it's like deep, it's like really deep, but what I'm saying is, yeah, it's going down. And basically, if you look at Eskom, yeah, like, there's a lot of interesting stuff that is happening with Eskom. There's things that are going wrong, and most of it, they're not really telling the citizens, you know, they're not exposing what's happening in Eskom and all those stuff. And as a result, we got the whole country, you know, this is, yeah, suffering here, and you know, they're experiencing load shedding and all those stuff. And Eskom is gonna now be separated into three parts of Eskom. Why? Because of some, yeah, debts that they have. So because of debts, Eskom is getting split into three parts of Eskom, and it's gonna be three different countries that are gonna own Eskom. So it's not just gonna be South Africa, there's gonna be two other countries that are also, yeah, gonna be in charge of Eskom. But that's bad. Like, that's really bad for I want to say company, but yeah, I wouldn't say company, but yeah, what I'm saying is, it's bad for them to actually get to the point where they reach the level where they're getting split into three countries. I mean, you are in one country doing the most, now you're getting split into three countries. Now, yeah, load shedding is, it's bad, it's going down and all those stuff, but hey, there's like a lot of things that are actually getting affected. Like, you got insurance companies, you know, you got all of those different things that are actually getting affected. Why? Because of this load shedding situation here. And yeah, you got when you look at load shedding, you know, you don't see the bigger picture. So let's take, for example, what happens when load shedding takes place. Obviously, yeah, first of all, the people are shocked. They're like in a shocked state. They're like, hey, load shedding is happening here, and it hit us unexpected. So that's like the first thing. And then, not looking at, you know, like focusing on the guys there, now we go to the appliances. Okay, so let's see, there's TVs in the house, there's fridges and all those stuff. Something that is a reality, when load shedding takes place, things break. And when things break, what happens is, if those things, yeah, you know, if there's an insurance company that's covering those stuff, when they break, guess where you run to? The company, the insurance company. Now, if load shedding happened, for example, four times in the week, and things break all those four times, you wanna run to the company, and the company is gonna now start complaining. Why? Because cash is coming out of their company to sort out your stuff, and it wasn't meant to be breaking like four times a week. You see, so there's like all of these different things that are affected. So it's not just the guys, you know, that are experiencing load shedding. It's also companies, you know, that are covering the people, you know, stuff like that. Obviously, TV breaks, you're gonna run to the company, especially if you're not the one that caused it. So you got all of these different things. There's household stuff, you know, household items that are at risks. Like, yeah, there's things that are happening that are causing other things, yeah, to fall apart. And yo, it's a reflection of the citizens, you know. In other words, it's a reflection of the country itself. That's actually on a higher scale exposing what's happening within the country, you know, the yeah, the people and all those stuff, you know, there's always a problem happening within the core. So that is basically what's happening, and yeah, it's bad, it's really bad, but that is like the reality of what's happening. So do not disappear. It's been awesome. You took some notes there, and you know what's really happening. But now when you come back from the short break, you're gonna really go into the real good stuff here, you know, gonna touch on some other things. So do not disappear from the show. Yes, I know you really love the show. You're a loyal listener. Yes, you are a very loyal listener. So it's really awesome. I'll see you right here after this.
Now my heart starts to jump, my fears begin to fade, my faith explodes right now. I can't keep it in, there's a joy inside of me. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Jesus. Let your blood restrain all my fears and doubts. Let your glory
about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales and sales management
to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, we're back. Yes, I'm back. You back. We are all back. Yes, doing the most right here on What's the Topic. Don't forget again to catch us on our website www.activefm.co.za. And it's not just What's the Topic, there's also other shows, plus there's also new shows that, you know, came into Active FM, like The politics, yeah, politics is really awesome. Like, yeah, you can actually go in there and find out what's happening around the world. Yes, worldwide. It's not just situated in South Africa that we touch on, you know, stuff like that. No, we actually speak about everything that's happening all over the world. Now, back into load sharing. Yeah, load sharing. Now, load sharing, we got load sharing in South Africa because of Eskom. Yes. Now, what's really happening in Eskom is like really, yeah, it's distressing, but at the same time it's like getting the people to think outside the box, because they're now in a position where they're like, hey, yeah, this is the reality. I'm even looking for that word, can't find it, but yeah, it was gonna come out. But yeah, you know, the people, they're actually thinking this is the reality of what we're facing. And yeah, you know, Eskom didn't have the best days. That's something that I can say. And there's like even the CEO and stuff like that, there's a lot of things that are involved. Like, yeah, it's going down in Eskom and all those stuff. Like I said, it's gonna be split into three different countries. You know, Eskom is going to be owned by three different countries, which still gives me that question. And I'm like thinking to myself, how does a company get to that point where, hey, you're owned by three different countries? Just that is some other stuff. Hey, that is bad. It's like really bad. But yeah, even the CEO, they like getting new CEO, and the chairperson, you know, had something to say about Eskom and all those stuff. And obviously, yeah, in terms of the stuff that is happening in Eskom, the chairperson had to say what he thought he had to say, obviously to defend himself and say, hey, listen, this is what's supposed to happen and this is what's happening right now. But the cause of this, yeah, you know how people are, they normally, yeah, basically defend themselves. But now when you go into like everything in detail, what really happened is, hey, people are dropping bombs there in Eskom. Like, when I say dropping bombs, I'm saying they were killing each other, you know, not physical death, but yeah, insulting each other, you know, stuff like that. And then others defending themselves and all those things. So it was, yeah, it was going down. And all of these things, obviously the media, you know, the news, they're not really gonna show you all of those stuff. But one thing that I can say is, there was actually an apology that was actually, you know, written from one of the people from Eskom. And, you know, they actually took responsibility of what's actually happening. And they actually said that they're gonna take initiative in terms of fixing the problem and all those stuff. But yeah, the state that it got to is really bad, because when you look at how they ended up in a position where they going to be split into three different countries, it's because of debt that they owe. And yeah, what they said they owe, yeah, obviously they told us what the amount that they say that they owe, but if you look at it, it might be even more, because yeah, this thing has been an issue for a long time. And according to them, they say that they owe 450 billion. That is the debt that they owe. And that is why they got to the position where now they're getting split into three different countries. So that is what the CEO said. You know, the CEO of Eskom said that they owe that amount. But yeah, if you look into it, you actually, like, I don't believe that one. That one is probably, yeah, a sugarcoat. You know, they like, yeah, we're just gonna tell them this. But the reality is, it's worse than that. So that is basically what is happening. And yeah, it's going down. Really going down. Load shedding is not fun, it's not awesome, it's not amazing, and it's really affecting a lot of homes, and not just the people. I mean, you got people that are going to be hungry because of Eskom. Yes, yeah, Eskom, we need more power. Yes, our children are going to bed hungry. We want them to go to bed hungry. Yes, we obviously got stuff that are breaking in the house, you know, like TVs and yeah, fridges, you know, all those stuff. And if you look at majority of the people, they probably don't have insurance. Yes, like if you go to your areas, different areas, they don't have insurance to replace that. So that's like cash going out and stuff like that. So can you please sort out this problem and actually expose the real problem, the truth of how things ended up in such a situation so that we can fix this thing. I mean, imagine Eskom gets owned by China. Jay! Yo, that is going to be interesting. So, yeah, we don't want stuff like that to actually happen. So, can you please, get rid of the problem? Yeah, sort out everything that we need to sort out and actually reveal the truth so that we can get the right people to come and sort out the truth, you know. And the problem, I believe, can be sorted. It can be, what can I say, resolved. Yeah. And if you look at it, like I said, it's when you look at all of these different things, obviously it exposes what's happening with the people, because yeah, everything that's happening on the outside is a reflection of what's happening with the people. There's a lot of problems with the people, so I believe this problem that we're facing is because of the people, so it exposes what the people. And when I'm looking at it, I actually see a reflection of what's happening in the people's lives. Obviously we got load shedding that is happening in the physical, but if you have to look at the spiritual, that is actually what's happening in people's lives. They got load shedding that's happening in their life. They're not connected to Christ. And you know, when you're not connected to Christ, you don't have a light in the spiritual shining out of you, because you're not connected to the Holy Spirit. So that's basically what is happening. So we want to come back and close after this. And it has been really amazing. As you can hear, I'm excited, fun. Yeah, or you know, excited and all those stuff. But yeah, after this, I'm going to give you guys where you can catch us and really touch on a little bit of the word. Peace.
Now, hear this. Hey, what we gotta do? Praise, praise, praise the door with
you. Christ music is hot music. Yeah, I am. Bye-bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
It's been amazing. It's been awesome having you supporting, which is amazing on some other level. Yeah. And yeah, don't forget, like I said, you can catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. Get all the shows that you can get there and share, support, send the show to your friends, your relative, your brother, your mother, your sister, your father, your grandfather, your grand great great grandfather, yeah, whoever that is alive in your world, send it to them and tell them about what's the topic and Active FM as a whole. So I'm gonna see you next week, same time, same place. It's been real. And don't forget, do not have load shedding in your life. Get connected to the Holy Spirit. Accept the Lord as your Lord and personal Savior, and let him basically enlighten your life and make it explode on another level that you never thought of, which is possible. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.
You're tuned into Active FM.